or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect liberty, you can find me on...
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. on-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Monday night, and I am Steve Starrs, joining you right now on the Bob Tuscan Show. At the moment, Bob is not with us. He may be joining us pretty quickly here, but John, the Caribbean Critic, is with us again tonight. And of course, if you heard our broadcast on Friday night, you'll know why. I've asked John to team up with us again tonight. He's always a guest host and available. We appreciate him coming on with us, but we have a follow-up on what happened. And if you were listening Friday night, we were getting a live report from Gaza from a contact that John has provided for us, and we were listening to what was happening there, and we were hearing the missiles coming in quite dreadfully as he told us what was taking place in Gaza. Now, friends, I know there are all kinds of events around the world. Of course, there have been a lot of people killed in the Syrian rebellion, if you call it that, or the freedom fighters, or the Al-Qaeda people that we funded over there, who are now a big portion of the ISIS forces. There are people dying in the Ukraine right now. Russia is looking at launching an attack, a counterattack after all this time. We're going to get into some of those stories, of course. But I just want to pick up things where we kind of left off, and we have some more information and some updates on that. And I want to welcome John to the show. And I don't know if Bob will be joining us pretty quickly, but I hope he will. And we will be following up on some of these stories. So, John, what's new and what's over the weekend that's happened that we need to know about?
Well, Imad was okay when that last bomb hit, apparently. Very close, but he's okay and his family's okay, so at least that's bit of a blessing there.
Yes, it is. But
apparently the attacks have intensified. However, one of the attacks, which I explained to Mike Rivero this afternoon on his show, this Israeli commando raid, the Haganah Brigade, went in from the sea, from the Med, landed on the beach, but they took so many casualties from the Hamas fighters that they withdrew rather rapidly in their little boats. The way it was described to me, they ran like rabbits. So this famed IDF team of what can you say, brutal idiots, don't seem that competent anymore.
Yeah, they really have struggles with the ground wars, as we've seen in southern Lebanon, as we talked about on the show Friday as well. And, of course, they're mounting a huge number of troops in armored vehicles, perhaps. I don't know whether this was their ground wave, first wave assault of commandos or something like that that was repelled. But I expect that the Israelis are planning to come back, as I understand, and they are going to have a much more fortified armored brigade of some sort that's coming in. Is that kind of what's on the list and the agenda right now?
Well, I don't really know, because apparently this initial force went in to locate and destroy the rocket launching sites, the factories and what have you. But they didn't get off the beach, apparently, now is what I'm learning, before they were repulsed by the Hamas fighters. So Hamas is obviously ready for this ground invasion, and obviously it's difficult for lightly armed people to fight an armored brigade, but who knows what tank traps and things they've got set for these people.
Yeah, it could be a very precarious situation, of course, but, you know, the thing that is somewhat very disconcerting about all this, John, I think you'll agree, and I heard the ambassador from Gaza on the news a little bit. It was very hard to find that clip. As a matter of fact, it kept disappearing when I kind of tried to play it from CBS News, but they did carry that on Face the Nation. One of the things he pointed out is that Gaza is an occupied territory. It is not, it is in its own way, sort of its own sovereignty, but it's not a nation. These are people who are essentially under Israeli protection and control, you would think. And this kind of sporadic attack that's incredibly mismatched, and of course we asked your friend whether there were rockets that were being sent from Gaza to various parts of Israel. They're not very sophisticated. I think they showed one of them that was blown up in the road, and it was just a piece of pipe, and it didn't even dent the asphalt. That's on a video that I was looking at tonight, and we may actually play a bit of that. But the point I'm making is that, you know, we're talking to upwards of 200 casualties now, and the casualties are deaths that we're talking about. We're not talking about the children who've lost arms. Or eyes or legs. We're not talking about the massive burns. We're not talking about the loss of people's properties, their homes, which they have very little of to a certain extent in that area. I mean, just because there are 200 deaths doesn't mean there hasn't been a massive amount of damage that's taken place. And the point I'm simply making is that this is like bombing a state in the United States or some place that would be under territorial occupation. And that's really what Gaza is. It's not an enemy, is a foreign state. And that's what makes it completely, in my opinion, exasperated in terms of the aggression here that's taking place.
Well, we do know now, there was a Norwegian doctor managed to get a message out. Israel is using banned weaponry. They're using white phosphorus on civilians again. They're using, obviously, you can tell that from the burnt bodies, the gray skin that they have, you know, yeah. With open flesh wounds. But they're using DIMMs, these dense inert metal explosives, which don't do an awful lot of damage, much beyond about 10 meters radius. But if you look at the civilian casualties, you'll find that people have legs cut off, arms cut off by these dense inert metal. And what it does, when it detonates at about 2 or 3 foot off the floor, the explosive sends out microparticles of tungsten. And it's like a blade, in a horizontal circular blade, and it just cuts everything in its path. These tiny particles go out at supersonic speed and literally cut people's arms off, cuts people in half. But the most disturbing aspect, according to what we're hearing from this Norwegian doctor, is that Israel are using cancer-causing biological weapons on Gaza.
That's disturbing. It is, of course. And, you know, the Geneva Conventions, the rules and laws of war don't seem to apply to some people these days. And it obviously, even the United States, of course, has been, in my opinion, guilty of great violations of these kinds of conventional rules and regulations against these ballistics. And, you know, we do have, I'm hoping we can get your contact there in Palestine back on the show. We'll see if we can do that after the break, okay?
Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. I'm the Caribbean critic, and Steve is with us, Steve Stars, Cameron from Australia, and Imad from the Gaza Strip. Imad is going to be telling us what he knows, what he's seen, and what he's heard today. Are you there, Imad? Imad?
Yes. The night was very dangerous and was very awful because many Israeli planes attacked Gaza by rockets and bombs. 20 persons are killed in Gaza tonight.
20 people are dead. 20 more people are dead this evening, yes?
Yes, this evening. Because many rockets attacked Gaza and many bombs attacked Gaza. And rockets land by land.
Okay, are they still going after the infrastructure, the houses and things like that?
The situation is still bad and very dangerous until now. The plane is flying on Gaza sky until now. Many, many planes are flying in the sky, on Gaza sky until now.
I was just going to repeat your question. Are there any more houses destroyed, Imad?
Yes. More than 20 houses are destroyed in this evening.
Okay.
It looks
dim. Is there any chance of a peace or a ceasefire that you think is possible coming up in the immediate future, Imad?
And there is some rockets attack Israel. In Gaza attack Israel by more rockets.
I think that's a no.
So the rocket attacks are continuing in spite of any diplomatic relations that might be in effect to try to stop this for the time being, at least. There's no hope on the horizon, in your opinion, of anything stopping this immediately. Is that right?
Egypt is doing have to stop the war. Egypt makes a truce, going to make a truce between.
Did you hear that, Steve? Yeah. Egypt is trying to broker a deal.
Yes, I said for you, Egypt.
Are the people in Gaza in favor of that deal? Do they like that?
Until now, movement in Gaza refused the truce because they want to break a siege on Gaza.
So the siege will continue then, in your thinking?
The siege is continuing in Gaza, but all movement or resistance in Gaza going to break the siege. So they are refused a truce until now.
Okay, so the Gazans are going to dig in and fight in spite of everything that's happened here.
Because Israel make a blockade and siege on Gaza, and all resistant movement going to break this siege.
So they want to. So the Gaza will keep fighting until they break the siege.
Yes, the fighting must be stopped when siege is breaking.
So we know. I mean, we know that Gaza has been blockaded, sieged for many years. As far as I'm looking at this from the outside, it seems a long shot that Israel will stop the siege.
One reason from this war, the cause of this fighting is siege.
Yeah, but what we do know is that there is a lot of natural gas in the Mediterranean Sea, just off your coast. And of course, that would be Gazan natural gas, but Israel covets.
There is no money in Gaza, no food in Gaza. The reason is a blockade.
Yep, we understand there's very little food. Also, we understand that there is very little quality drinking water.
Yes, the water in Gaza for animal only, not for human being, not for men and women and kids. The water for animals only.
Is there so any... it's not safe for you and your children to drink?
Yes, yes, not safe for children to drink.
Has there been any support, Imad, from other Islamic countries or people like Hezbollah in the north or any other alliances with Gaza right now that so that they are not standing alone in this siege? Are there any other nations that might help?
No, any country of the world face a siege. Only Gaza face a siege. No, any country in the world face a siege. Only Gaza.
But will they give you at least support or some form of expression of sympathy toward your cause if this goes on?
I don't hear you very well.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there was any other nations that would help you in the region.
There is not any nation help us because all Arab in the world are sleeping until now. All Muslims are sleeping. You know that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, or they're politically controlled. Might be another way to put it.
Maybe the President Obama do anything for Gaza. Obama supports Israel and he is silent until now. Don't do anything for Israel.
I understand. It is a very touchy situation because the blockade and the troubles in Gaza have persisted, as you gentlemen know, for so long that it's almost a dire situation at this point, in order to alleviate the conditions there, that the people are digging in, and they're very much into a very deep, dangerous fight here, aren't they?
All people in Gaza said they are want to fighting and fighting until siege are broken.
Do you mean the blockade, or do you mean this current battle, Imad?
I mean that all people in Gaza are fighting until the siege is stopped.
Okay.
Do you understand, yeah?
Yes, I think so. I was just trying to establish whether...
You can explain our ideas to your friends. To your country, to America and United Kingdom and Spanish and all countries, you know.
Well, RBN is a worldwide television. It does transmit in America, but it does go worldwide over the internet. So people listen from many countries. So this is your opportunity to tell them the truth of what's going on the ground.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
To the Bob Tuscan Show. I am along with Cameron in Australia and John, our Caribbean critic, and our friend Imad in Gaza. We're having a very important interview. I think we're hearing firsthand accounts of what's going on there. If you heard the show Friday night, it was a dreadful evening. We were listening to the bombs and rockets exploding, literally the percussions of these things going on in the background while the conversation was taking place. We're getting a follow-up on that. And John and Cameron, I'll just kind of give you guys the floor here and let you ask the questions, and we'll try to do at least another segment if we can with Imad as we're hearing these reports from Gaza. I think it's very important news, friends.
Yeah, Imad, how do you, where do you get your shopping to feed, you know, to the food to feed your family in these times?
When I want to feed my family, I go to the market.
There is food in the market still, yes?
Yes, there is food in the market and in the street.
Okay, so that hasn't stopped yet.
No one in Gaza fried from rockets. They're going to market, and they don't afraid from rockets and bombs. They are bold and beautiful.
So they've hit the markets as well with rockets and bombs.
Maybe bombs and rockets is going away this market. There is rockets and bombs, but not in all places. In some places, rockets and bombs in some places, not in all.
Okay. So, how do you get your water? Do you have to go to a central point or a standpipe or something?
No. There is a car around on the camp and selling water.
Oh, so they bring a tank around with water?
Yes.
I see. So you have to go with big containers to get the water to cook with and drink and all the rest of it, huh?
Yes. A big car around on the camp and selling water for all people.
Okay, so how are your children coping with all this, these noise and destruction that's going on around them?
My children are still in my house.
So you keep them indoors, yes?
Yes. My children are still in my house because outside my house is very dangerous.
Okay. So, I just can't imagine how you're coping with all this mayhem that's going on around you. How does your wife cope with it?
I sell a food for my wife, and he is in my house cook food for my children, my kids.
Okay, so you don't go outside the house much then, because of the...
My wife is still in my house. Don't go out my house.
Right. I understand. Ahmad, I would ask, of course, now we know that if Israel continues what they're doing, it's going to be very difficult for you. How long do you think the people of Gaza will be able to hold out before supplies become very thin and not enough to eat, not enough water? I mean, I am quite concerned about what they might do here, and I'm hoping it doesn't come to that.
Maybe the war isn't going along. It must be stopped. The war must be stopped. It is. I believe that it must be stopped, not going along.
I agree. I think we all do. I know that.
Huh? And United Nations support all people in Gaza. UNRWA, UN support all people in Gaza.
Yeah, but they help
all peoples in Gaza.
You do know that the Israelis have stopped the UN envoy going into Gaza to see what's really going on.
Yes, UNRWA is going to protect all stuff in Gaza, and many people live in UNRWA schools now. Many people live in UNRWA schools now.
Right. Yes.
When they bomb the houses, they
escaped from their houses.
Yeah. When they bomb the house, where do the people go to get shelter? Do they have relatives, or do they? What do they do?
They go to relatives or UNRWA schools.
There's a lot in schools and places like that, public locations,
yes,
or people.
Yes, they are going to relative or UNRWA schools.
Yeah, his relatives, yes. Yes.
Yes, yes. Now the situation in Gaza is vulnerable. No blame on Gaza side. The situation is normal now.
Okay. So the bombing has stopped for the time being, or is it still continuing? You said there were more casualties today.
Since 2 hours ago, there is no bombs, no rockets. Good. Since 2 hours ago.
Good.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even... It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. Your calling number. Excuse me. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'm the Caribbean Critic, and we have a special guest here, Imad, from the Gaza Strip, telling us what the situation is over there in the Middle East. Cameron from Australia, and Steve Alan, or Steve Stiles, your very own host. Okay, let's continue with this conversation with Imad. You say the bombing stopped about 2 hours ago, Imad, is that right?
Yes, but now many planes are flying on Gaza sky now. 16 planes are flying on the sky of Gaza. Maybe it wants to attack target.
Okay, so you've got 15 aeroplanes over Gaza now, probably looking for targets, you think?
Yes, they're looking for targets, yes.
Okay, but at least they're not dropping their bombs or firing rockets off yet.
Until now, it's not. You can hear the voice of a blade.
Okay. Yes.
Can you hear now?
Yeah.
Not quite. Maybe there's noise cancelling on your microphone. So we'd need a quite loud noise coming
in. You can hear silent.
Yes, it's silent.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, there is no noise. Okay. When did you first begin to experience these? Was it right at the bombs and rockets? Was it right at the beginning of this siege, or was it a little way into the siege before they came over your area?
They began attack Rafah and going to Khan Yunis and going to the north of Gaza. They continuous attack Gaza by bombs. Just a moment. The voice of Blaine, can you hear?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I can hear it.
Can you hear the voice of Blaine?
Yes, yes.
It must be attack a target. Just a moment.
Okay. So it looks like, well, Imad must be in the south of the Gaza Strip.
I heard the other day that a lot of the attacks, maybe yesterday or was it the day before, because of the time difference between Australia and America, so I'm not sure which, but I heard that it's mostly northern Gaza that got attacked for the most part. I don't know if that's changed since then, of course.
Well, the thing that I heard is that Khan Yunis and Rafah were attacked a couple of days ago mainly, but the attacks still continue on and off.
Yes.
In that area.
because the boundary near Egypt and Gaza, Israel attacked the area between Egypt and Gaza by continuously attacking.
So they are going for the Rafah crossing into Egypt?
Yes.
Okay.
You are correct, yes.
That's probably to intimidate Egypt into not leaving the border shut in Rafah, I would suggest.
Yeah, keeping it closed so that people cannot escape, which seems to be... Well, it's like shooting fish in a barrel, isn't it?
Correct.
I mean, there's nowhere that the people like Imad can escape to.
The plane attacked air ground in Gaza by continuously bombs, continuously rockets.
How deep is the Gaza Strip from the Mediterranean Sea to your border with Israel? How wide is it in kilometers?
Repeat, my connection is very bad. Repeat your question.
I will type it to you.
You know, one thing... Go ahead. Go ahead, Ahmad.
Yes. Talk. I am silent.
You know, I was going to say that, unfortunately, Gaza doesn't have any real air defenses against this at all, as far as I know. I mean, there aren't any anti-aircraft guns or any way to repel these F-16s that are coming across. And, of course, they're flying, if they are flying very low, that could be frightening in itself. They can be quite loud. And there isn't really anything to repel this air attack in Gaza, is there, Ahmad?
Yes, the air ground, yes, since the president of Gaza, Yasser Arafat, was live.
Okay.
Air ground on Gaza built when Yasser Arafat was live.
Oh, I see. So there are some air ground.
But there is not any air ground in Gaza. Yes. When Oslo agreement is occurred, there was air ground on Gaza, but Israel destroyed that.
Okay, so Israel destroyed all the air-to-ground missile sites and any installations that might have been able to repel these fighters.
Destroyed all of them.
Well, I remember on the news when they destroyed Yasser Arafat's compound a number of years ago, and obviously soon after that he was poisoned with what, radioactivity or something, or something like that. I think John can, you know...
Polonium.
Yes. And he died soon after, and Israel got a real thorn out of their side at the time. But yes, since that time, what was it, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it's obviously they haven't had the same sort of defences.
Well, I mean...
Yes, I would like to tell you... more information. I would like to tell you more information.
Okay.
Yes, three kinds of planes are flying on Gaza sky. The first is Apache. The second is 16 planes. The third is Explorer planes. A plane without pilot.
A drone, yes, a drone, basically.
Yes.
So.
Now, Israeli planes make a noise now. Can you hear?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Yeah, here they come. You can hear them coming over.
Coming over, yes.
They're strafing the area continually now. Has this been going on quite a bit since the last 2 hours and the missile strikes have ceased, Ahmad?
Now the situation is very dangerous because a plane is continuous to attack Gaza. Now, many bombs and many rockets attack Gaza. Now.
Oh, they're bombing it now again.
Yes, yes. By danger.
So you had a 2-hour lull and now they've started.
Came back to danger.
Okay. Are you in a safe place right now, Imad?
Now plane attack the area between Egypt and Rafah.
Okay. So now they're on the border there, cutting off Egypt.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I would like to send you a link.
All righty. We'll be looking at that. He's going to send us a link showing what John was talking about.
You need a translator from English to Arabic. You have ability to translate, yes?
I'll sort that out. Keep you out a while people talk.
You can use a translation website.
Yes, I'll sort that out. You guys keep talking.
Cam is expert about this problem. Cam have ability to translate from English to Arabic.
Yeah, well, good. Thanks to Google, I suppose, or Bing. But, yes, anyway, someone else talk with Imad and sort out questions while I sort that out. Thank you.
Are you near a window in your house?
Yes, I am on my laptop, my Dell laptop.
Okay, but can you see out of your house?
Yes, I can see the sky of Gaza. I can see now the plane flying on the sky of Gaza. I can see, yes.
Okay.
So you... Go on, Steve.
Well, I was just going to say...
It's a huge distance between my house and the boundary between Egypt and Rafah. The distance is 30 kilometers.
All right, so you're quite a ways away from where they are.
Yes, yes. I am far away from the boundary from Egypt and Rafah.
So this is where they're bombing now, is it, near the Egypt border?
Yes, the bomb caused very noisy and caused a huge voice. All of people have ability to hear that. When rockets attack Gaza, all houses is move and move.
Yeah, it rattles the houses.
The plane F-16. Is a huge plane. It's very dangerous plane. It attacked Gaza by big rockets, by very, very huge rockets.
When we come back, I think Fred's on the line from Iowa. We'll take his call then.
Who is retired from a flyer?
The Bob Tuscan Show. With